I am at the AgWorks user conference, and I'm visiting with Chris Sint. And Chris, first of all, tell me what you do for AgWorks.
I was just recently brought on to be the Director of Client Services.
This is, I think, kind of a broad area, so I'll bet you, in a way, sort of wear some different hats in that.
I do. You could say that anything that's customer-facing, Chuck, rolls up to me. And I say me, I have a solid team, so I shouldn't just put the I factor in it. It's a team effort. Anything from what people would traditionally consider customer service, in the middle of that, you can consider there's tech support, and then maybe on the other end is the training and the implementation of products. So that's everything rolled up into that is more of a client services offering.
Well, this very conference might fit into that.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does.
Well, you were on the program here earlier, and it just kind of impressed me some of the things that you were telling the users here, your customers, about ways that you do provide support and interesting ways for them to communicate when they have needs for, you know, just questions answered. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about the kinds of ways and mechanisms you put in place to help take care of this?
Okay. Typically, we want to funnel everything through a single point of contact. And going back to kind of what I touched on during the presentation is we don't want to operate as a routine call center. We're not a triage unit. We are actual analysts that will take the issue, the problem, the concern, if you will, and we'll dig as deep into it as we're able to, given the tools that we have, before we pass it on to those who can support it further. The idea behind having a service management tool, and we've chosen Zendesk, is the fact that it is that single point of contact, and then we'll offer on the back side of that all of that information that gets gathered with building what would commonly be referred to as a knowledge base. So that doesn't not only assist us in supporting our customers, you know, down the river a little bit, but long term, we'll also be able to use that knowledge to be able to offer some data to populate what would soon to be a self-service portal for our customers. So they can kind of go in and use that same data that we collect from a day-to-day perspective and repurpose the data that's been brought in by other customers who may have experienced similar challenges and be able to resolve the issues for themselves. So kind of a two-prong approach. We use it to kind of assist ourselves with resolving issues proactively, and then also to provide our customers something to rely on for reference materials, self-help, and so on.
So, like in addition to that, in the time that you've been on board here, what are some of the things that you might be thinking about that you still might consider working on? Is there still plans for us to grow in this area?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So beyond that, as I mentioned on, you know, from a customer service to tech support to training, the training is where I have a lot of passion, and I think, and no offense to predecessors before me, but I think that's where we can really, you know, find some energy behind it. We want to involve such things as, you know, the low-hanging fruit for us right now would be to involve media. Okay, we're talking voiceover, full motion video. What I mentioned in the presentation was a full motion classroom, so or virtual classroom, I think is what I called it. That would be actually trying to simulate the traditional brick and mortar classroom environment, but at the comfort of the customer's own location, so they can at their own time, at their own pace, consume what would be a menu-driven option and actually see a live presence. Recorded, if you will, live, but a presence of a presenter, they're walking in through whatever training content that they've chosen.
One of the things I thought was interesting here is using your chat function to let the users here at the conference, as they're sitting out here on their computers or their smartphones or tablets, communicate with you during this, whether it's posing a question, for example.
Right, right. And we use that same technology in the day-to-day functions of our client services department. We can take things, traditionally a call-in would be something that's captured right off the bat, email, chats, even when we have another engine that works in concert with Zendesk, and that's a text or speech-to-text engine, which can take somebody's voicemail and actually turn it into text that actually gets entered into the ticket so we can respond more in a more educated fashion when we make that initial contact back to the customer.
That's fascinating. So I guess as the company is rolling out the new AgOS, it's very timely to have some of these new support mechanisms to go along with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it just helps to generate the buzz that's currently in AgWorks right now for all of the development. But again, we can work in tandem with that same energy and to create some things that, because we're all about the customer experience. And we want it to be something that's innovative versus just kind of redoing what's already out there. Because we know that the things that are out there, we can do better. And it's always about the continuous improvement aspect of that.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad we got to visit here. That's Chris Sent with AgWorks, and we're at the user conference taking place in Davenport, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.